Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
So important. So you got to know that if you don't destroy it, it will destroy you. What are you willing to walk away? What are you willing to walk away from? Because whatever you're willing to walk away from determines what God will bring to you. A lot of this stuff, it just clogs up the pathways that blessings are trying to get to you, but it's a roadblock because sin is there. You ever been trying to go somewhere and there's just big old semis blocking the way? That's sin. You're trying to get to where you need to go, but the blessings is trying to jump from lane to lane, go to the left lane, go to the right lane, but it's just big old semis just sitting there. That's how sin is. It just blocks the pathway to your life. When you are willing to walk away from your sin, willing to walk away from your weaknesses, this is when the pathways open up, the roadway opens up, and then the blessings can find you. I be in the store, the blessings find me. I mean, literally, just be in the store. Somebody walks up to me. We have done this. Been at the gas station, just minding my business, and God said, you know what? There's no sin there. Let me go ahead. They've been working fervently with me on their weaknesses. Let me go ahead and shoot a blessing to them. Just pumping gas. Somebody walked up to me, $200, gave it to General Andrew.
Or an angel in disguise,
but whatever it is, it was a blessing to me. Being in the store, just minding my own business, talking to people. And literally, I asked for something very specific. This happened just a few days ago, yesterday, two days ago. I went into a grocery store, needed something. They didn't have it. And the worker went above and beyond. They said, hold on right there. Give me a few minutes. Found me in the store. I told this person I'll come back to this area, this department. He said, okay. And then when I walked away, he left his station, found me in the store, and gave me more than what I needed, more than what I even asked for free. He said, just because you did so nice, thank you so much. I said, what? You found me in the store? You walked to me? That was a blessing. Blessings will find you. They will have to navigate to find you because God honors when you work with him. God honors that you're not perfect and that you're willing to expose all of you. All men have always struggled with their weakness, but it's the great ones that learn how to acknowledge it and recognize it. You cannot correct what you are unwilling to confront. If you notice, it talks about how we get in the trenches, how we are not cowards, how we confront. That is the personality of somebody that wants success in their life. That's the personality of somebody that wants deliverance in their life. That is the personality of somebody that wants a good relationship with their God, with the Holy Spirit. Because if you want a real aggressive relationship, you want these encounters that me and General Andrew have, where angels can come in your home, where Jesus the Christ can come and talk to you and answer questions, where you can hear God the Father. He takes you out your body and talks to you. I have Jehovah who has taken me out of my body to talk to me. His voice is loud. It's so loud that even when I woke up, the echoes of the encounter still echoed in the house.
Jesus.
You want to have experiences like that, then you can't be a coward. You can't be a punk. You're so bold when you sin it, but when it's time to recognize it and confront it, you hide like a cat or a dog with his tail tucked between his legs.
Come on now.
You were bold when you were doing it. You was bold when you were sexting. You was bold when you were FaceTiming naked. You was bold when you was watching porn at 3 a.m. You were bold when you cursed that person out. You were bold when you lied and cheated. You were bold when you were flirting and you were doing all types of things against his will. You were bold when you went and got that second help in a barbecue rib, knowing good and well you don't need it. You were bold when you went out and ordered that second large pizza and it's just you in the house. You were bold then. I know people like that. For Thanksgiving, I know this man I went to church with years ago. He was a big man, and everybody tried to talk to him about his weight. On Thanksgiving, he ate one full turkey. And you know those turkeys, those Thanksgiving turkeys, I mean, not the small ones, the big ones, butterball, big old one. He ate a big turkey by himself. He made a decision to go and have another turkey, sent his wife out, I got some ethical issues with that, but that's their marriage, whatever it is. She went out and got another turkey, came back. When he ate the other turkey, he died that night. He overate, and it just was too much for his body to consume. And also with other health issues, it just ended up just putting it at maximum maximum just output, and the body just clunked out. You were bold when you got that second helping. A lot of people get that second helping and go into the hospital. I got a headache. I don't know what's going on. Your pressure's high. Oh, my gosh, you just have hypertension now. Oh, all I do is eat, you know, processed foods and collard greens and all of these high-sodium things. You know, you can prepare collard greens in a healthy way, but in most African-American homes, we like to put a little ham hot. We like to put a little salt extra on it. All of these things add up. And this is how God looks at it. What are you doing? How you're just, you want to be, God has called me to the nations. God can't call you anywhere if you can't fly 9 hours to go overseas because your body swells up.
That's right.
Wow. He's called me to the world. I'm the great prophetess, the great prophet of God. But yet you on 8 prescriptions, can't even get from TSA because they got to check all your bottles of prescription thinking that it's drugs.
Jesus.
Come on now.
I'm talking real because maybe your mama not talking to you like this. Maybe your siblings aren't talking to you like this. So the general is going to speak to you like this because somebody got to reach you. Somebody got to talk to you about recognizing your dominant weakness. Understand that. What you tolerate, you cannot change. Some of us, we like to put it in the closet, you know, like that good dress. I'll bring it out when I need to, when I really want to look good. We put our sin, we hang it up on a nice hanger, and we put it in the back of the closet. I'll get it later on, but I'm going to be good for these few months. Then I'm going to just keep it on reserve just in case I got to, like Beyonce has a dream, got to get my freakum dress on. She talks, she has a dream song, Beyonce, oh, this is years and years ago, talking about freakum dress, talking about when you've been with your man a long time, sometimes you got to go back in that closet now, pull out that freakum dress now, you got to go out there and have some fun. Some of us, we treat sin just like a freakum dress, just like a freakum suit. So you tolerate it. What happens is you don't confront it. You don't recognize it. You just tolerate it. And whatever you tolerate, you cannot change. You cannot conquer a weakness if you keep tolerating the attitude toward it. If you think your weakness is just a little vice, and everyone is entitled to just having a little vice, just a little one, it will eventually destroy you. And this is why we tell you, if you want a lifestyle of blessings, if you want a lifestyle and start, you know, canceling the generational curses and implement and institute a generational blessing on your life, on your children's life, on your grandchildren's life, then it starts with you. Exposing your dominant weakness, whatever it is. Some of you all on the download love to drink. Now, there's nothing in the Bible that says it is not something that is a sin if you drink. The Bible talks about that it's a sin for you to be drunk. But I tell people, why even dibble and dab? Why even do that? Why even get caught up in it? Because eventually one might turn to two, two turn to three. And eventually you're going to end up being so tipsy, you start doing stuff that you don't need to be doing. Did you start saying stuff you don't need to go for going on Facebook Live, exposing your sin, exposing your weakness, destroying and leading a lot of people who follow you and look up to you as a role model. Now you're on lock and you'll ruin your testimony with them. And you'll be marked with everybody else. See, this is why I don't even go to church. Ain't nobody living right now. This is why it's so important to live in a conquer. Be honest with your household. Be honest with your children. Address it. Get wisdom. You have no other problem than that of a wisdom problem. If you got something that you're facing, addicted to porn, if you have something you're facing, addicted to lying, if you have something that you're facing, you just can't eat right, you don't know how to get up and exercise because you need circulation, you need to work out. If you have something in your life that is not going well and you know you have a struggle with it, see, the Bible says weakness, you know, is not a sin. It's not a sin to have a weakness because we all got them. But the Bible also says to lay aside every weight and sin that easily besets you, meaning your weakness becomes a weight. Your weight will graduate to a sin, and it will beset you.
Jeez,
like the race that we run, it says you know, we run this race. If you look at anyone, you've heard this many times. I'm not the first one with this revelation. If you look at a person running on a marathon or a race, if you look at their clothing, they're next to naked. They have on these short shorts. Even the material has to be wind resistant. It has to work with them moving forward with wind and gust. Their shoes are adequate. That's why you can't just say, oh, I'm going to give me some shoes. They have it now in categories. Do you want running shoes? Do you want basketball shoes? There's a two different, there's a layer, there's a lightness for a runner versus somebody that's just on a boss basketball court or kicking soccer or just wants something to just, you know, have fun in or walk around the mall in. There's a difference. When you're having running shoes, the weight is lighter because as you lift up your leg and your feet is going one step in front of the other, even if it's a tenth of a weight difference, that tenth of the weight can be a tenth of a second that makes you win the race. So you have to know that even as a runner doesn't have a lot of weight on them, it's the same application to how we are winning and running this race in Jesus Christ. The more weight you have on you, guess what? The slower you're going to run.
That's good.
Some of you all can't run long, so you're going to stall out anyway. And while everybody's running on and being blessed and getting promoted, having prosperity, being protected, getting provision, having peace, having healing, you're now bent over with your head between your knees, catching your breath. You know why? It's because you got too much weight on you.
Amen.
Your weight. Your weaknesses are going to weigh you down. Do you think we could really have the fertile ground, that we could really do all of these things in the name of Jesus and it actually go well with us if we had all this sin? If my husband was in the inboxes of other ladies like, hey, what's up? You know, you look good. Let me pray for you. I see a pain on your breast. You got to send me a picture of your breast so I can pray for it. We have people.
Devil is a lie.
We have people that are doing that. People have exposed other leaders. They come to us heartbroken. People are out there. Maybe you ain't never been nowhere, but you better thank God that you got some good, integral leaders. All your leaders want to do is give you wisdom. All your leaders want to do is share strategies with you.
God.
Your leaders are not trying to ask you how
you got your hair
done. I don't care. That's for your girlfriends. That's for your husband, your friends, whatever. Talk to them about your hairstyle. I don't care about your nail color. Good. Look good. I'll tell you to invest in yourself. Do something that you know will make you feel good and confident, but I don't care about the details of that. That's not my responsibility or role in your life. You got people who just want you to be right in your spirit, who want you to prosper, be in good health, even if that soul prosper. Read it in John 3:1-2. This is what we also want and will for your life. You got leaders that are not trying to trick you up. I'm not trying to talk to my spiritual daughters like, yeah, you know, only a mama could heal some things. Why don't you, you know, show me some. You got spiritual mothers that are lesbians. I'm not trying to talk to nobody like that. I don't want you like that. I want your spirit. I want God to create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you. That's what I want for your life. If you've never been anywhere, there are people who are freaking on the altar with blessed oil. We know what we're talking about.
Jesus, yes.
They come to us. We talk to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who sign up in our prophetic coach, and they need a confidential ear. And the Holy Spirit led them to us, so that we can begin to get whatever is on them, the offense, the perversion, whatever it is, and walk them through their deliverance. Yes, gifts come without repentance. We could be some good prophesiers, and we could be some good prophets, but you would never see the fruit. You would never see the fertility of our ground if we had weight and sin on our life. See, a lot of people, that's why we say they look at the gift only. Go behind the gift and look at the fertility, because if the gift is in sin, it won't have fertility. It will have perversion. So this is how we go from victory to victory. We expose our weakness. Whatever it is that is tempting us, whatever it is that we know who has sent from hell to destroy us, distract us, we recognize them. And like we use the terminology, you have been marked. Some of you all don't mark enough people in your life, so you walk around blind. You end up having the best friendship with the very person that got a dagger behind their back, and you wonder why you can't progress. because you called besties to somebody who's a witch and been sent from hell to destroy everything that you share and all your little secrets, all your plans for prosperity. They're like, oh, that is so good. You're going to be good at that. Yo, bro, that is awesome. I'm right with you. And then as soon as you leave their presence, hang up on the phone, they're going to their altar, the altar of Satan, and they're sending destruction of jealousy your way.
Wow.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.